I'm very well, thank you. Lee, how are you?
Well, thank you. Now, who are you? Who are you involved with?
Well, I actually work for a company called Pipo, and I have a business called Transportability. So my role, I transport people that are generally in wheelchairs, including motorised wheelchairs, anywhere in the state so they can get to appointments and social outings and things. So I handle NDIS, MAIB, and my aged care, and very soon I hope to be doing DVA.
Yeah, wow.
But I'm an amputee.
And you're you're part of the club.
I'm part of the club.
Now,
exactly.
This event is, it's an event that doesn't often come to the Northwest Coast, so you're putting the word out.
Well, definitely. Like, I'm now seeing Launceston Orthotics to get my new prosthetic limbs, and in fact, they were just approved and paid for all the parts today, so hopefully not too long, and I'll have my, run the 100-metre legs. So, but Launceston Orthotics, they've been wanting to do this for a while, and there's a lot of amputees in the state, but the Northwest seems to miss out a bit.
Yeah,
so they've said, why don't we have an event this month in Penguin? So
this is coming on Saturday the 26th at the Penguin Sports and Services Club. RSVPs are needed by the 16th, so only a week to get those RSVPs in, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep, that's to cater for catering, because Prem, who's the owner of the business at Launceston, he's funding the meals, the food. So it'll be things like quiches and pies,
yeah,
and rolls and sandwiches and soft drinks. If people want to have something alcoholic, they'll pay for their own. And we've also got a guest speaker and a demonstration of some 8-ball and snooker. So
great. So this is an opportunity for those within the community to get along, make some new friends, and it's always great to get together people with common interests or commonalities. And as you said, there are a lot of people on the Northwest Coast that do have limb loss, so what a great opportunity to get out and about.
That's exactly right. One of the things that's most important when you're about to lose a limb, or you've just lost a limb, or possibly you're born with some limb difference, is peer support, is to find people with a like-minded interest. So this is a great opportunity for people to actually, some of them might know, hypothetically, me by name from other people, but, and me likewise, and then we meet and there's a face and you can sort of connect really, really well. So it's really important.
You just mentioned something really interesting. Those people that may be about to lose a limb and support network. So, it's not many people know other people that have lost a limb. So if you're in the queue for an amputation and you need further information from people that have lived through it, this is a great chance to get along and talk about it.
Oh, definitely. There's a great organisation called Limbs for Life, and one of the big things with them is peer support, and I can give you their email, though. It's on that little poster I sent you. But they do peer support, and if they can get someone physically to go, great. Other than that, they can have someone give you a call, but they have resources and information to help people out. And I do peer support here in Tasmania. So
people may have a concern that they'll have to stop doing what they know and love, and that's not necessarily the case, is it, when it comes to being active?
Oh, that's right. Maybe for a time you might not be able to do what you did before. I used to do a lot of bushwalking and things, but the existing leg I've got, I've outgrown the foot, but I'm more mobile than this foot can handle. So my new legs are going to have a foot, and I'm going to be able to get back to bushwalking and getting out and doing stuff and walking freer and things like that. But, of course, some things you may not be able to do again, but all of a sudden you find other things you can do, or you meet people who maybe have achieved it again, and again it's that peer support of, well, let's give it a go. It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to, but you'll have people that encourage you all the way along.
For people listening today that are interested in heading along to RSVP, where do we go? How do we do it?
Okay, well, RSVP to info at limbs, LIMBS, the number 4, life, LIFE, .org.au. Or they can RSVP to office at TASOP, T for Tango, ASOP, .com.au by the 16th. And the guest speaker, just to let people know, is a fellow called Dominic Moneypenny, and he's a Launceston-based guy. He's a bilateral amputee, so he's had both legs taken partially. And he competes in Summer Olympics as a rower and in the Winter Olympics as a Nordic skier. And he's a great speaker, really easygoing guy. So it'll be a good afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon to 5.
Good on you, Big Garth. Really appreciate it.
No, it's been great, Lee. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very, very much.